Exercise S48. Responding to the integrated listening speaking tasks. 1. Listen to a conversation between two students.
Have you signed up for the GRE test yet?
Yeah, have to if I want to get into graduate school.
You sound upset.
I am. I don't understand why we've got to take that test. I mean, the university can tell whether we're up to graduate work by looking at our grade point average and letters of recommendations.
You're just suffering from test anxiety.
Yeah, I am. Don't you know those tests are gender biased? Did you know that the average mean scores for women are about 60 points lower than men's on standardized tests, whereas women's grade point averages are higher?
Really? No, I didn't know that. So, what's the deal?
Well, test anxiety may count. Women tend to suffer anxiety levels that negatively affect their scores. You know, there was a study not long ago in which a control group and an experimental group, both with an equal number of men and women, were given a standardized test. The people in the control group were just given the test, and those in the experimental group were told that the researchers were looking at gender differences. The women in the experimental group scored even lower than the women in the control group.
And they think the women in the experimental group were more anxious?
Well, that's probably a part of it, but other studies show that men and women approach the tasks differently.
So what do we, us guys, do differently?
For one thing, you guys take risks. We're more cautious and try to analyze the items and check our answers. So we work slower, and that's a disadvantage on a timed test.
I can see that. What else?
Men seem to enjoy trick questions, whereas women find them distracting.
Well, I guess I can understand your feelings, but don't you think a university takes these differences into account?
I'd hope so. You know, it isn't just women, but ethnic groups and even non-native English speakers have been shown to do better on open-ended tasks like essay tests.
The students discuss the problem with standardized testing. Describe the woman's concerns. Then state what you think of the woman's concerns and explain why.